Hi. This week the question is, what was the assignment of the apostles? I invite your attention to Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. The Bible says, "The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during the 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God." Verse 2 of this passage tells us that before Jesus went back into heaven, he gave commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen. What were those commandments? Furthermore, it is specifically stated that the commandments given were after his suffering, meaning after the Lord's death. Before his death, the Lord had given many commandments to many different people. He gave a commandment to Noah to build an ark in Genesis chapter 6. He gave a commandment to offer animal sacrifices in Leviticus chapter 1. He gave a commandment to worship in the city of Jerusalem in Deuteronomy 12. When the Lord gave new commandments, these new commandments superseded any old commandments that were previously given. In Luke chapter 22, verse 35 and 36, Jesus said to his apostles, "When I sent you without money bag, knapsack, and sandals, did you lack anything?" They said, "Nothing." Then he said to them, "But now, he who has a money bag, let him take it, and likewise a knapsack, and he who has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one." According to this, previously, the Lord told the apostles to go forth preaching with no money bag. But now, things are different. Now, the Lord is giving a new command which supersedes any old command. Listen to what Jesus commanded these apostles just before he ascended into heaven. In Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20, Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you." Here is what Jesus commanded those apostles to do. They were to go forth into all the nations of the world and to make disciples. How were they to make disciples? By baptizing or immersing people in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit, and then teaching those people to observe all things which Jesus commanded. In Mark 16, verse 15 and 16, Jesus said to the apostles, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." In this account, we see essentially the very same instructions. Jesus told the apostles to go into all the world and preach the gospel. When they preached the gospel, they were required to preach that only those who believe and are baptized will be saved. In Luke chapter 24, verse 46 and 47, Jesus said to them, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem." According to this, Jesus told the apostles to preach repentance and remission of sins. Now, the entire point of the book of Acts is showing us that the apostles went forth and did exactly what Jesus commanded them. That's why the book is entitled The Acts of the Apostles. In other words, the book of Acts tells us the actions of the apostles. The book tells us that the apostles went into all the nations of the world preaching. It tells that when they preached, they taught men and women must believe in Jesus, repent of their sins, and be baptized in order to be saved. It tells that after people became disciples by being baptized, they were then obligated to keep all the commandments which the Lord Jesus gave. In Acts 2, the Jews on Pentecost were told in verse 38, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." In Acts 8, the Samaritans heard Philip preach, and the record says both men and women were baptized. Later, in the same chapter, an Ethiopian eunuch was converted. In Acts chapter 8, verse 36, the Bible says, "As they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, 'See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?' Then Philip said, 'If you believe with all your heart, you may.' And he answered and said, 'I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.' So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him." Throughout the book of Acts, this same scenario repeats itself. In Acts 10, the Gentiles were commanded to be baptized. In Acts 16, people in the city of Philippi were required to be baptized. In Acts 18, people in the city of Corinth were required to be baptized. And finally, in Acts chapter 19, people in the city of Ephesus were required to be baptized. Now the point is this. The apostles received a command from the Lord Jesus to go preach to all the nations of the world. They were supposed to preach that people should believe in Jesus, repent of their sins, and be baptized by immersion for the remission of sins. After these people were baptized, they were to be taught and encouraged to obey all the commandments of Jesus. This is exactly what we see happening throughout the book of Acts. This is a book showing us that the apostles obeyed the Lord and did exactly what the Lord commanded them to do. If someone should argue that baptism is not necessary for salvation because the thief on the cross was not required to be baptized, just remember that Jesus gave commandments to his apostles after his death. Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. The commandments he gives now, after his death, required something which had not been previously commanded. In other words, to be saved now, baptism in water for the remission of sins is required. There is no such thing as an unbaptized, saved person after the death of Jesus. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. willofthelord.com. There, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.